And Kosher Halftime Show number 4 is going to be absolutely amazing. I want to just spend a minute and thank the community of Charlotte, North Carolina. Some of you know that that I and some of my family members literally went down to Charlotte for Shabbos with the express purpose of being at an NBA game between Brooklyn and Charlotte on Saturday night. I know it may sound a little crazy, but hey, you know, yeshiva winter break, you want to do some cool things. And we felt that that was a cool thing to do. We didn't realize one of the cooler things to do was to spend Shabbos at the Oppenheim family and with the Charlotte Torah Center. We were down there for one Shabbos, left after Havdalah to go to the game. And I and my family members were so struck by the incredible warmth, the amazing commitment to our tradition, and the incredible hard work that's taking place, not only hard work by the rabbi and Rebbetzin who works so hard in continuing to build the community, but the hard work being done by individual people and their families to continue to grow in Torah and mitzvos. It was really just an unbelievable sight and an incredible experience to be part of. And I was honored that I was asked to speak multiple times and share some thoughts about different things going on in this world and talk about the show and things like that. And it was just such a warm environment and incredible atmosphere. So I'm going to say the following. I don't know how many of you make it to Charlotte or through Charlotte at any point. I don't know. But it's worth spending a Shabbat down there. And the Oppenheim family, I could speak on their behalf because I saw it firsthand. Their home is a very open home. They'll welcome you with open arms. And the Charlotte Torah Center, a nice, quaint shul in town where they're going to be having their second consecutive Friday night service in shul this coming with a minyan this coming Friday night. It was an honor to be there last week and daven for the yomid for them. It's really a very special place. And and being at the Oppenheim Shabbos table, just an incredible experience. So best regards to my new friends down there in Charlotte. We met some listeners, by the way. And now I would bet there are even more listeners down in Charlotte after the Shabbos we had down there. And a special thank you to our friend Andy. He became a very quick friend of the Siegel family, who made sure that our basketball experience would be one we would not forget. And I thank him so much. And there you have it. Rabbi and Mrs. Oppenheim, they're down there at the Charlotte Torah Center. I can give you their contact information. And I highly recommend just visiting them, saying hi, even if it's during the week, and giving them words of chizuk as they continue to build a community in an amazing fashion. And you will see, just like myself and the family members who are with me have been taken by the experience and have grown from the experience, the same thing will happen to you if you go through the Charlotte Torah Center community. So kudos to the Oppenheims from all of us here at JM in the AM. More coming up on a Wednesday broadcast. I thank you for tuning in. Top of the hour is right around the corner, and we'll have a special guest calling in from Israel. He'll be joining us from the Ministry of Diaspora Affairs. And Ilan Kornblum is scheduled for 8:30 this morning. We'll talk more about Courtside Grill. He's, of course, the expert on great kosher restaurants. He'll join us coming up right here at JM in the AM.